For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon. In an age of viral videos and instant messaging, public relations has become an essential part of doing business. It's the buffer, of sorts, between companies, their customers, and the media. But how did public relations become a global industry? WKNO's Christopher Blank says a man from Memphis gets some of the credit.
It surprised more than a few industry people when the man once called the godfather of modern public relations recently showed up to work in Memphis.
A lot of people think I'm daffy for doing this.
Keeping office hours, that is. Harold Burson is 98, and he's still teaching the trade.
I believe public relations is persuasion.
In the service of a client. In 1982, his company, Burson Marsteller, became the world's largest PR agency. Now called Burson, Cohn, and Wolf, it employs 4,000 people in 50 countries.
I think probably the greatest influence that I had is I've converted it from a cottage industry to a global business.
Which isn't too bad for a kid from Memphis. Harold Burson was born here in 1921. He was a child prodigy at Humes High School, 20 years before Elvis Presley graduated from there. After studying journalism at Ole Miss, he worked in the Army Press Corps during World War II, even covering the famed Nuremberg trials, which were about revealing the enormity of the Holocaust. After the war, Burson took what he learned about writing, perceptions, and truth to the private sector.
Throughout my career, I have always felt that you always tell the truth. If you don't want to tell the truth, you don't answer the question.
Conscience may not be a word readily associated with PR, but Burson says a good agency should at least advocate for having one.
It's my job to try to get our clients to behave in a way that will earn the respect of the public.
Helping companies survive PR disasters is Burson's specialty. His agency worked with Johnson & Johnson during the famed Tylenol poisoning scare of 1982. And here's another for you kids of the 70s and 80s.
This is the taste. This is the test. Pepsi versus Coke. The Pepsi Challenge.
Pepsi.
And all across America, more people pick Pepsi.
Pepsi.
The ad campaign called the Pepsi Challenge was causing Coca-Cola to quickly lose its market share. In a desperate move, Coke scrapped its 100-year-old recipe for a sweeter version called New Coke.
Introducing the new taste of Coca-Cola.
Which completely flopped, a major blunder. Behind the scenes, Burson advised there was just one way out.
My recommendation was, we've got to be very humble. We've got to say we were dumb. In other words, what we got to do is we got to eat shit.
Which is what Coke did, quickly bringing back the old version. I asked Harold Burson how he might apply what he's learned over 70 years to the negative perceptions facing business today.
I think the first thing I do is probably redistribute wealth.
A radical notion in the capitalist America Burson helped create. After 70 years, his own conscience continues to evolve.
I think the corporation is a social institution.
Accountable not just to shareholders. Burson says that doing what's right for employees and for communities, that is the future of good public relations.
Rock and roll the cola wars, I can't take it anymore.
We didn't start the fire.
For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.
On Wednesday, Harold Burson will discuss his life in PR at the Halloran Center. More information at WKNOFM.org.